Martin Moxon, I've seen many smiles on your faces, but not many as big as this one.
Oh, it's been a tremendous performance by the lads again. I mean, you know, as I've just said to you, it's dreamland. You know, for us now to be playing against, you know, Starkey, Sydney Sixers, the first game up, and the IPL teams. I mean, it's just fantastic. You know, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for the lads to play against, you know, world stars. You know, on a tremendous stage. I mean, it's been a great trip so far, and you know. It's going to get better.
Looking at the bookies before the competition started, Yorkshire were very much third favourites to get through this group. People underestimate us, isn't they?
Yeah, I mean, look, we spent a little bit of time preparing. You know, we felt we needed to give ourselves the best chance. You know, we didn't come here just to make up the numbers. And the boys have worked hard, and you know the spirit we've got in the team. And you know, when the chips were down today, yet again, you know, two players have held their hands up and won the game for us. And that happened the other yesterday as well, you know, and that's what we've done all season in this form of the game. So, you know, fantastic for the players. You know, it's the icing on the cake of what's been a great season, and, you know, we're going to enjoy it.
Going back to yesterday, over next, you know, they looked a very good side in the warm-up game against Hampshire. They were made to look a slightly less better side because you're putting in a great performance against them.
Yeah, I think both teams have good sides, you know. I mean, you know, we've been playing against Champions League here, you know, so the winners of the domestic competition, so they, you know, they're good sides, and it's great that we've come here, you know, and beaten both of them, you know, and all credit to the players. It's been a fantastic effort
today. Trinidad and Tobago 8-3 at one stage. It's a fantastic start. I think a few people that I was getting messages from were starting to think Yorkshire were already in the Champions League by then, but you don't come here and play sides that can't recover, can you?
No, I mean, obviously the two lads play fantastically well. You know, they're quality players, and they're putting a partnership. It's, you know, very similar to our Indians. You know, they took a little bit of time to get in, and then, you know, expanded the game as they got used to the conditions, and that's obviously what Gary and Adil did as well for us. So, you know, in 2020 cricket, the game's never over. You know, as you say, 8-3, it looks like, you know, we're favourites, and they play well. You know, the second half of their innings make it difficult for us. We have a tricky start, and, you know, they look favourites, and then suddenly, you know, some fantastic shots from Gary in particular. But, you know, Rash has been superb the last 2 days. You know, he's really come of age in this form of cricket in the last 2 days with the two innings he's played, so I'm delighted for him. And yeah, you know, it's never over till it's over, 2020 cricket, that's for sure.
51-4, it did look decidedly dodgy, didn't it? But those two played, like you say, absolutely superb cricket, and some of those sixes towards the end that Gary balanced here are as big as we've seen in this competition so far.
Yeah, I mean, we know what Gary's capable of, you know, towards the end of an innings. And, you know, for me, he really set his stall out today. You could see there was a steely determination from the first ball when he went in that he was going to win this game for us. And you know, along with Rash, he's done that. Fantastic.
There's a few days now before that first main group game, so I imagine there might be a few sore heads tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time it is, actually, so it'll be a little while before we get back to the hotel, but I think we're going to enjoy tonight for sure. And we've got, as you say, we can have a couple of days off now and then probably a couple of days to prepare, because we don't play, I don't think, till Tuesday now. So, yeah, we've got a bit of recovery time, a bit of preparation time, and, you know, looking forward to Newlands.
Well, enjoy it, and we'll see you in Cape Town.
Cheers, James. Thank you.